Let's head out to Goodyear, Arizona, where our Tim Alcorn is for our Weed Pro Indians Radio Week presented by EcoTree Services. Tim?
And, of course, all of our interviews here in Goodyear, Arizona, brought to you by Budweiser, distributed by Maple City Ice. And nice enough to spend a few moments with us this morning here in Goodyear, Indians left-handed pitcher Adam Pletko. And, Adam, you and I were chatting before we started here. It's a little bit early to be doing radio interviews here in Arizona. It's 6:40 our time. It's interesting. Tell us about your normal daily routine. How early do you get to the ballpark?
A little early. Obviously, spring training is a little bit different because it's all morning games, afternoon games. So in spring training, I get to the ballpark at 6, 6:30 anytime in that range, eat a little breakfast, go through my little morning routine if I have to lift or get ready to go, hop in a hot tub and kind of get the body loose a little bit because, like I said, it is pretty early for the joints, I think, for everybody. But during season in the afternoon, I'll get to the ballpark round one. Have some lunch, and then kind of do a lot of the same. Get ready. Again, it's early, even at 1 o'clock, so I gotta hop in a hot tub and get the joints loose again. And then we take batting practice around four and start our day.
So, talk a little bit about your expectations for camp this year. Anything in particular that you're looking to accomplish, or that perhaps Carl Willis or Tito have kind of laid out for you?
Yeah, Tito kind of just came in and sat me down early in camp. He sits down with everybody and just basically said, be the best version of yourself and everything will work out the way it's supposed to. And that's kind of what I'm taking to heart. I'm not trying to be anything more than who I am or be a better pitcher, meaning I'm not trying to be Trevor Bauer because I'm not that pitcher anyways. So just trying to be the best version of myself, and hopefully that adds up to making a spot on the team.
Adam, it's interesting you say that because I had a conversation yesterday with Shane Bieber down in the clubhouse, and we ran it this morning on WEOL about the fact that you're surrounded by this incredible starting staff, Kluber, Clevinger, Carrasco, Bauer. And yet, as much as you can learn from those guys and try to soak in from those guys, you have to be your own pitcher.
Absolutely.
You have to have your own identity.
Absolutely. It's funny, though. People always sound like exhausted when they talk about, they're like, Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer, Clevinger, but it's they're always exhausted because they're just putting up good start after good start after good start after good start and giving the team a chance to win every single day. And as a starting pitcher, your only job is give your team a chance to win every single day. If your team scores 5 runs, hold them to 4. If your team scores 1 run, hold them to 0. So give your team a chance to win every single day.
Again, we're talking with Adam Pletko as he joins us as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. What did you think of your own 2018 season, and where do you now look to take it in 2019?
Yeah, it was a good jump-off point, I think. Gained a lot of experience, learned about the big leagues. I don't know how much people realize, if you're in the minor leagues, you've not really pitched much in the major leagues if you've never done it. I mean, in spring training, you see a few major league hitters. But really the difference would be like playing a round of golf with somebody who's really good and then playing a round of golf with a PGA Tour player.
It's a great analogy.
And you play on the web.com. That's pretty cool. But then all of a sudden you're swinging next to Tiger Woods and Dustin Johnson, and you're like, okay, this is a little bit different than web.com tour.
That's a great point. Before we let you go, you and I were chatting before Craig and Bruce threw it out to us, and I said I wanted to ask you about this because as much as you relish being a major league pitcher, I wanted to talk to you about your college career at UCLA because you were named the College World Series Most Outstanding Player. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's the premier event in college baseball. Just talk about that experience and what it's like to play in Nebraska and that whole scenario. I just think that's fascinating.
Yeah, we went twice. We went in 2012, and then we won it in 2013. 2012, the Golden Flashes, funny enough, Kent State.
Golden Flash, buddy.
They were in the College World Series, and Hammy's son was a part of that team. Yeah,
Nick Hamilton.
I played with him in low A, but we went in 12, and again, it was one of those things where we got a ton of experience, myself included, and then we rolled that into 13, and I think we were even deeper and better that year, and it just added up to a really great College World Series.
You know, when you watch that on television, you can just feel the energy and you can feel the electricity.
Yep.
I mean, it's awesome. What's it like to play in something like that?
Yeah, I mean, first game we were playing LSU, and Duck Dynasty, the TV show, was huge at the time, and all those guys are big, you know, LSU Baton Rouge guys. So they brought Duck Dynasty out in the game that I'm pitching against LSU. So you could say I could feel the electricity in the stadium real quick when they brought those guys out. It got loud. We had like 250 UCLA fans, and there was the rest was LSU. And it got loud.
That's awesome. Hey, I know you got to make some other stops, man. Good conversation. Best
Thanks
of
for
luck
having
this
me.
Year.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Pletko joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona. Oh, man, that's some good stuff. And again, all of our interviews here in Goodyear as part of our Indians Radio Week, brought to you by Weed Pro and presented by EcoTree Services. The interviews are presented by Budweiser, distributed locally by Maple City Ice. Guys, back to you.